Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jill Tallman, and this is AOPA's Pilot Briefing for the week of April 8th, 2024, bringing you the top five things you need to know in general aviation news this week.
This is AOPA's Pilot Briefing, your general aviation news update, brought to you by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association.
Icon Aircraft, which first delivered the amphibious Light Sport A5 in the summer of 2016, petitioned for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on April 4th. Icon said it intends to continue operations while the process unfolds. The company wants to sell the business to new owners using Section 363 of the bankruptcy code, which could enable the buyer to take ownership free and clear of any liens. Icon estimates that it owes $68 million to its 30 largest creditors. According to data compiled by the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, Icon has delivered 209 aircraft since the first A5 was sold in 2016 through the end of 2023. And in other bankruptcy news, Vans Aircraft, on March 29th, presented a federal bankruptcy court with a plan to reorganize the company over 3 years. Now, this is subject to court approval in May, the plan would allow Vans to continue building and selling current models, as well as a new backcountry aircraft. Vans creditors have until May 8th to submit notice of whether they accept or reject this plan. The bankruptcy court may consider the outcome of the creditors' vote, but it is not bound by that, and it has the final authority to accept or reject the plan. Vans estimated that if the company is liquidated, unsecured creditors would get no more than 4 cents on the dollar for their claims. An FAA committee tasked with addressing barriers that prevent pilots from disclosing and seeking care for mental health issues has released its report. The committee made 24 recommendations that include creating a non-punitive pathway for disclosing mental health conditions and treatments, and revising and evaluating the requirements for reporting and certification of psychotherapy. Also, the committee recommended revising requirements for pilots and air traffic controllers on approved monotherapy antidepressants for the treatment of uncomplicated depression or uncomplicated anxiety. And the report suggests evaluating the possibility of allowing pilots and controllers diagnosed with ADHD to use appropriate and approved medications while on duty. A year ago in April 2023, we told you about a gustnado that hit Kansas City, Missouri, and how it pretty much demolished one flight school's entire aircraft fleet. A year later, good news about that flight school, ATD Flight Systems. The school did not shut down. It used its remaining 2 aircraft and 4 more that it had received on lease back to prioritize those students who were close to a milestone, such as a check ride, and make sure instructors continued to work. Now, a year later, the flight school has made strides to replace the fleet. It has 15 aircraft, employs 17 flight instructors, and has about 60 students. This is a real feel-good story, and I encourage you to read all about it. The link is in the show notes of this podcast. Finally, today, Monday, April 8th, there will be a total solar eclipse in North America. And if you're planning on flying today, the Department of Transportation wants you to know a couple things. There may be impacts to air traffic and airport operations, and you may need a prior permission reservation at an airport along the path of totality. The DOT issued a domestic notice that said, at airports along the path of the eclipse, pilots should anticipate higher traffic volume, delays during peak hours, limited parking, and maybe the restrictions or even prohibition of operations such as practice approaches, touch and goes, flight following, and flight training. So check those NOTAMs and check them again. To get the full story of everything you heard here today, visit AOPA.org and don't forget to follow us on social media. And if you have an Amazon Alexa device, you can now listen to this podcast by saying, Alexa, play Pilot Briefing on TuneIn. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jill Tallman. Fly safely, fly often, and I'll talk to you again next week.